So let's look at some of the issues for doctors. If you have privately billing patients, you're probably treating many of your bulk billed patients in the same fashion as your private patients. Now, your bulk billed patients in seeing you have essentially already said to you that the only thing they value is a bulk billed consultation. So long as they are bulk billed, the consultation costs them nothing, these patients think they're receiving a good service, even if they only receive a simple basic consultation. You can choose to spend as much time as you want with them, but the reality is these people are generally happy with simple but free consultations. Now, you get paid as much for doing a 5-minute consultation as for a 20-minute consultation by Medicare. This is almost a quadruple rate disparity, times 4. So if you keep working at the 20-minute consultation rate as opposed to the 5-minute consultation rate, someone's likely to go broke, either you or your workplace business. A friend of mine once had a practice seeing about 130 patients a week, which is actually quite busy, but he didn't earn enough money above overheads to really make his practice viable. He ended up having to sell his building, and when they renovated the building, wouldn't give him space for his business to restart. He was forced to walk away from it. If you don't earn enough money to keep yourself and your business viable, you will self-destruct. Now, the magic number for doing long consultations is 10%. Some people think that they can do all their consultations long consultations. You will get noticed by the HOC if you do consultations or long consultations as more than 10% of your total consultation volume. There are targets for pathology, there are targets for surgery or excess surgery, there are targets for referrals, there are targets for care plans. Full-time doctors in particular have much bigger cost profiles and are much more profitable for the HRC to go after. So if you value an easy and a simple life, don't stick out of the crowd. Do standard consultations, do basic consultations, keep your waiting times down, keep your patients happier. Now, I hear some doctors say to me, well, you know, I don't work in a bulk billing clinic. However, I'd say to them, 85% of all consultations are bulk billed. That's the Health Insurance Commission stats. I think the situation is actually higher than that now, probably heading up to 90%. In my old practice of 50% patients, private patients, and 50% bulk billing entitled patients, that translated into 80 to 90% of my actual patient visiting volume being bulk billing patients and about 10% being paying patients. In short, the private patients who had to pay money saw me a hell of a lot less than the bulk billing patients. This means that bulk billing is here to stay. You have to deal with the issue that you're going to get $35 to $40 for having a bulk bill consultation with a patient. You're not going to earn more than that. You cannot do a lot of complex medical activity for $35 to $40. It doesn't keep you viable, it doesn't keep your practice viable. Now, I had a friend who told me how he worked in a clinic with 50% bulk billing and 50% private billing. Unfortunately, my friend was forced to refund about $150,000 to the HRC for excess bulk billing. So, thinking about that, perhaps he did see 70 bulk billed patients and 70 private patients per day, but I think maybe you just can't believe everything people tell you. People, doctors, are not always truthful about their business issues to others. People like to be seen as successful, privately successful, making their way through life. And people sometimes misrepresent the truth to achieve those things. So when you're thinking about what your issues are with billing and time and being rewarded and keeping your consultation times down, think about yourself and make decisions relevant to you. I think the only person you can really guarantee is going to be honest to you is yourself.